Hello again. It's Ken Morgan here with this week's classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. After 2 weeks in Las Vegas, we're going to go highbrow this week with Laurence Olivier's production of Shakespeare's Henry V. This was the first of a series of Shakespeare films that Olivier was in charge of, and that he was the star, the director, the co-producer, and the co-scriptwriter. This film, made during World War II, was mainly meant as a morale booster for the people of Britain, tired after long years of the conflict. To that end, it was partially funded by the British government, as been rumored that Churchill himself dictated some changes to the play, as presented on screen, mainly eliminating some less-than-heroic moments and altering the play's bittersweet epilogue. Olivier's production went all out to make a good impression with audiences, including detailed miniatures for the opening sequence, location filming in then-neutral Ireland, with lots of extras, and a then-huge budget of £500,000, that's $2 million, along with using the only three-strip Technicolor camera in the whole of England. Olivier even did his own stunts, resulting in several injuries. But the one thing Olivier could not do was get his wife Vivian Leigh to play the part of Princess Catherine. You see, at the time, she was under contract to Gone with the Wind producer David Selznick, and he refused to allow her to be loaned out to the production. When the movie premiered in Britain, it got surprisingly lukewarm reviews from critics. However, the response from audiences was huge, and it was a big box office hit. 18 months later, it was released in the U.S. to an equally good response. It was nominated for 4 Oscars in 1946, including Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Color Art Direction, and for Sir William Walton's musical score. And while it lost all those competitive Oscars, Olivier received a special achievement award for his work on such an important project. It remains one of the best-regarded Shakespeare adaptations for the screen. And for a point of comparison, years later, in 1989, Kenneth Branagh released his equally well-received film of his production of Henry V, though presenting the story in a darker and grittier fashion. Now, we don't have that one in our collection, but if you're interested, we can get it for you through interlibrary loan. Just stop by the reference desk and ask. Meanwhile, due to our closing for Martin Luther King Day on Monday, our in-house DVD screenings are preempted next week, but they'll be back the following week on Monday and Wednesday afternoons. Space is limited, so you must pre-register. You can sign up by calling us at 908-754-7885, or by going to our website at www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us and going to the events calendar page. And we'd still like to hear from you about your comments and suggestions for our classic movie presentations. You can call them in over the phone, post them on our Facebook page, or email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us. Well, as always, we appreciate your support, and thank you very much for stopping by. And now, from Eagle Lion in 1944, here's Henry V.